What's going on, everybody? It's Ninja from Above, aka Madman. Today we're going to be undergoing a review of the Marvels. Hopefully you guys all enjoy this. Making sure my mic sounds good. If you like the way the mic sounds and you want to get a mic for your phone as well, I have a link in the description for you guys to use a code to, you know, get one for like 30% off. It should be good for you. So the Marvels movie. How did I like it? What to expect? Spoilers ahead. So I'm going to be honest with you. I did not hate this movie as much as I thought that I was going to hate this movie. It is a primarily female cast, with Nick Fury being probably the only, well, I guess it's, he's a hero. He's not a superhero, but he's a hero in the MCU there. We also have Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, and Photon. In the movie, she does not go by Photon. Ever. I do believe that's the character that's being portrayed in the Marvel, in the Marvels, but I don't know if that's such a weird way. The Marvels. Photon's not, anyway, that's, I'm going off topic. So this is primarily made for a female audience. You can definitely tell by the way that some of the jokes come out. I'm not feeling the vibe. It's giving me gross vibes, girl power, all that stuff. There, it is primarily made for females. That doesn't necessarily mean that you can't enjoy it as a man, but I'm just saying it is primarily made for, like, a female audience, I want to say. The CGI in this movie was not terrible. It wasn't great. It wasn't good. It was just, like, it was mid. If you had to pick on a scale of 1 to 10, the CGI in this movie was mid. Basically a 5. And the more, I think later on in the movie, the CGI gets better. But honestly, overall, it was just like, bleh. By 2006 CGI, I'd say. Like Blade 2 CGI. And honestly, in my opinion, if you've watched the third trailer for The Marvels, if you went on YouTube and searched up Trailer 3, final trailer for The Marvels, you have watched the whole movie. I promise, I'm not joking. If you go to YouTube and you type in, I actually have a trailer reaction if you want to go and check out that video. If you watch that trailer reaction, or that trailer for the final trailer, you have seen the whole movie. So the plot of the movie is that Captain Marvel, back when she was in Captain Marvel, not the Marvels, was bad to people, obviously bad to bad people, I guess, and destroyed an empire based on her trying to cleanse that civilization, the Kree civilization. I'm trying not to get too hard into spoilers right now, but I know I'm eventually going to, and whatever. So, because of that, this new leader has arisen, and now her goal, which she is the female antagonist in the movie, I cannot remember her name for the life of me, but she is going to all these planets that Captain Marvel has helped in order to siphon their resources to bring her planet back to the way that it was before Captain Marvel came and destroyed their government. And the Marvels are trying to stop her. That's it. That's the plot. That's pretty much the entirety of it. The only thing is that connects Miss Marvel with the antagonist is her band. So she has a band that was given, passed down from generations, given by her grandmother, that holds this light-wielding property of power. So that's where she connects with the antagonist, because the antagonist also finds the matching piece bracelet, and she is the one who's going, she's using that to open up portals in space to siphon these resources to bring back to her home planet. Now we're going to get into the beginning of the movie. So somehow, Captain Marvel and Photon touch space-time, rips in space-time continuum at the exact same time, which somehow causes Miss Marvel's bracelet to react. There's no backstory to this whatsoever, other than they all three just see it somehow at the same exact time. They all touch it at the same exact time. Miss Marvel gets pulled into space, somehow has an astronaut suit on. I don't know how that happened. I feel like she would have just died in space right there, but they had to give her a space suit because she would have died in space if she didn't. But that's where everything kind of connects, and now you're very confused because you're wondering, what does touching Rip in space-time cause these three to switch around for? Because they just go to each other's positions. The answer is I don't know. And that's the short answer. The long answer is about 30 minutes, maybe about 27 minutes into the movie, you find out that the characters are trying to figure it out as well. And they're saying, oh, it's because we all have light-based powers, right? So it all connects based on that. Then about 40 minutes in the movie, they start to realize if we activate our powers, that's when we switch. However, there's a lot of plot holes with that because sometimes they'll be using their powers and then they'll switch anyway, or they won't switch, and then they'll be fighting for a hot minute and then they'll switch again. And then they start to realize, oh, it's only when we use our right hand, I think it's the right hand. It's only when we use our right hand with our powers. And then you realize that's not it because some of them don't even activate their right hand. Anyway, lots of plot holes with that. But the plot thesis, if they use their powers, they switch places, is what the movie was trying to say. So a lot of boring stuff happens between the beginning of the movie, when you meet Kamala Khan's family, which is probably the most, like, that's the funniest part. That's probably the most relatable part, is Kamala Khan's family. They are the funniest, most relatable part of the entire movie. And they only have, like, probably five scenes in the entire movie. But they are funny, it's enjoyable, I like them, that was good. Even the mom, the dad, the brother, they're awesome. The very good cast. Did a great job. But for that hour, I felt like pins and needles were just drilling into me. I could not, for the sake of me, hold attention. There was a lot of long, drawn-out sequences that did not need to be long and drawn out. A lot of overdramatic, very hyped-up sequences where you're sitting there and you're watching and you're like, okay, this could become something, and then it falls off so hard, and you're just sitting there scratching your head, wondering why you're getting bored at this movie. Now, about an hour in, probably about 45 minutes to maybe about 55 minutes, I want to say, things kick off. That's when things hype up and things start acting pretty good. Once again, lots of references to girl power. Apparently Captain Marvel got married to some guy on a planet. It was just for shits and gigs or whatever the case may be. But yeah, that was that. You get an hour in, they finally have this boss fight, which, if you want to call it a boss fight, the boss fight was one girl taking on all three of the girls at the same time, and unfortunately it was extremely underwhelming the way that they fought her, because apparently she could just absorb their power and then shoot it back at them. And they continued to shoot their power at her, knowing she can absorb it and then throw it back. I'm sorry, that was dumb. So anyway, they get done fighting her, and then the end scene, boom, she falls into the void that she created. Photon goes outside the space-time continuum into another multiverse or universe or whatever, as a fully charged Photon, finally claiming her name, but she never actually goes by Photon, which they never touch on. I don't know why. They kept trying to call her, like, Dr. Marvel and stuff like that. So anyway, she goes outside the space-time continuum, tries to close up the gap. Captain Marvel says, no, I'm not going to let it happen to my, I guess that's her niece from Captain Marvel. I don't remember. Anyway, so she flies into space to try and stop her, and it's too late. She closes the void on themselves. Photon is now lost in another multiverse, which we know she's going to come back because why wouldn't she? And Captain Marvel cries and Miss Marvel cries, and then they go back to Nick Fury, and that's pretty much it. And there's a scene with cats, which was comedic. That was one of the funnier scenes. The scene with cats was the funnier scene. That was right before the final fight. But overall, this movie was very underwhelming. It was not terrible, but it, I'm telling you right now, the first 45 minutes to 50 minutes were just like a snooze fest. Like, it picks up really good in the beginning with no backstory, so you have no idea what's going on. It's got you thinking, like, oh, when the thing's going to change, when am I going to start learning stuff? And I think like 27 minutes in, you're like, bro, I just don't want to learn. I don't care. Just move on. Can we move on to the next? I want to know what's going to happen next. I'm not worried about this and that and the past and what you got bringing up with, oh, you guys got issues, whatever. Everybody has issues. I don't care. Move forward, right? In conclusion, I would give this, I was looking at reviews, so obviously I looked at the review from IGN, which gave it an 8, which they said it was amazing or great. 8 is great. No, it's not. IMDb gave it a 6. I'm roughly like sitting around probably around a 5.5. I would give this a 5.5 or a 6. I would give that either or. I'm going to go with a 5.75 because my scales are weird. I don't care what you have to say. That's my scales. 5.75 is what I would give this. I don't think it was terrible. I also don't think it was good. It was another superhero movie that just had to deal with... It's like they tried so hard to make the villain relatable, and there was nothing to relate to this villain with, because she maybe got like 10, 15 minutes of screen time. And every time it was just like her yelling and throwing light-based powers at the heroes and opening portals. That was pretty that was her whole thing. It was like, that's it. Okay. Yeah, you're relatable. All right. I like you. No. As far as all the other characters, the funniest character, the only reason I'm giving this a 5.5, if I'm going to be completely honest with you guys, is because of Kamala Khan's family. Miss Marvel, she did a pretty good job. I didn't like the post-credit scene, which I'll go over here in a second. Kamala Khan's family did a fantastic job of keeping up the comedic relief. And then, of course, Nick Fury had the cringiest lines in the entire movie. His lines were so cringy. I was like, who is this? This isn't even Nick Fury anymore. I don't even know who this is. It is the cringiest lines. He starts talking about, why'd you touch the glowy shit? Like, what? What do you... What? No. Just... Dumb lines. He had terrible lines. And he was only, I mean, he only had a little bit of screen time, so I'm glad for that. But his lines were terrible when he was on screen. So anyway, Kamala Khan's family, very comedic relief, happy they were there. And then you have the cat scene, which really uplifted. And then there were some scenes with Miss Marvel that was like, okay, she's doing a good job. Now, the one thing I will say about Miss Marvel that I did not like, in the way that MCU is trying to turn things, and you can tell that they're trying to turn things, I think we all see where they're going with this, was at the end, post-credit scene, you get Miss Marvel going up to Hawkeye, or the new Hawkeye, Kate Bishop, and you got her going up to her saying, hey, I'm getting the band together, I'm going to create, like, the new Avengers, do you want to come with me? Which indicates that Miss Marvel's going to be, I know what they're going for. They're going for Young Avengers. It's a comic book series. If you guys don't know what it is, it's the Young Avengers. But the way that they're going about it is like, oh my God, this is not, I don't like it. I don't like it. So I can already see who they're getting to cast for the Young Avengers. If you looked over it, you got Iron Man, which is no longer Iron Man. Now we have, oh boy, what I can't even remember what it's called. Iron Heart, that's what it is. So you got Iron Heart coming. You got Falcon, who's the new Captain America. You got it's just a lot of like She-Hulk. Nobody really cared for She-Hulk. She's very underwhelming. So it's one of those things where it's just I'm looking at it. I don't like the direction that the MCU is headed. I know that they're trying to come out with, like, a really good way of putting the villain. They also put Shuri as the new Black Panther, but we're not going to talk about that because that's technically not who's supposed to take up the throne. But whatever, I'm not going to go over that. Maybe in an alternate universe, maybe the MCU just, I mean, I know the MCU just makes its own rules. I'm done. I'm not going to ramble. Anyway, as far as it goes, movie got a 5.75. Captain Marvel, Photon, Miss Marvel, The Marvels. If you guys do want to see it, go ahead. Just watch it. If you don't want to watch it, I'm not recommending it. It's boring. You could probably skip it. There's no backstory or story that needs to be told that will really help you in the MCU, even though I know there's a lot going on. And get ready for my next review where I review Leo. Leo the Lizard. Adam Sandler movie. That was way better than than the Marvels, unfortunately. So, yeah. Catch you guys in the next one. Be good. Do the right thing, right place, right time. See you later. Last thing before I go, because I forgot, because it's so small and insignificant, it should have been a larger part of the movie. So Captain Marvel goes over to the planet that the villain that she was fighting the whole time, she goes over to that planet, activates her light source, spies into their sun, reactivates their sun, and restores their planet back to the way that it was so that they don't have to live in darkness and drought anymore. And she could have done that in the entire movie, and it would have been over.